I'll see. Or maybe. Oh, hello there, everyone. I hope you can hear me. Am I here? Can you hear me? Anyone?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. Afraid Hanukkah to everybody. Okay, I wasn't sure if we were supposed to be learning today. I don't even remember what our maskana was. I hope it was okay. All right.
Rafi, you handing the recording?
Oh,
Think Rafi.
yeah, I could record it.
Okay. It's a little too cold to do anything else except learn. I don't know what's it like in your way of sound, but here it's freezing.
It went down to 50 degrees in Miami. What is that we're
Yeah,
crying about?
50.
50, I called.
Hey, I'm not used to it.
It got even colder than that in Phoenix.
All right. Next thing you're gonna tell me is raining in Phoenix.
But I can tell you it's snowing. If you go up to Flagstaff, you can go, it's snowing.
Okay. Anyway, this is a crazy weather. Okay, so let's turn a bit. We have a beautiful sugya today. That's obviously very nice. I was working on it a little bit over Shabbos. Very interesting. So let's just review where we were holding. We have an interesting shaila and see if we can figure this out. We read the Yivei Tohar. We should really read it again inside. But first to say it outside. The Yivei Tohar asks three questions. Again, the Medrash brings a shaila that there are seven levels of tzaddikim. Different Lashonos describing seven types of tzaddikim. The Medrash asks, who is the most chaviv to Hashem? And there's a machlokes. Says there's two days. One day it says the person who does Torah mitzvahs. Person who is apparently doing Torah mitzvahs, the shleimus. And the other person said, the person who is teaching tinaikas. Where's that? The Gemara, on the page that we did of the Medrash with the Yifei Torah that we said, that's around five lines down. Mi Adin and Eze Chaviv an email Shabbat. Do we know which is better? Train Amoram. There's two Amoram. Had Amar Zu Shabbat Mikach Shkayach Shnami Kach Shemitzus. The one that's basically doing Torah mitzvahs. Bachrina Amar Edo Soifrim. These are the Soifrim, Mishaim, the teachers. Shemalamdim Tindaikas Ba'amitam. Teach them Emes Torahs Emes. So this is the Machlokes. So comes along the Yifei Tohar, and he asks. That there seems to be, and Amaisa, before we get to the Yifei Tohar, even that we saw, I think we saw it. I don't remember what we saw, what we didn't see. Did we do the Nohara Daraisa? Did we do that safer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he seems to say, like that Mount Gomer, that the Tinoga Rabos is the greatest. He says, Beferish, that it's a bigger mitzvah to teach Tinoga and to learn Torah yourself, even the most Tifa Torah, all else, and I forgot what his description was, but it was even if you're learning it, a tremendous Amkus, his description was, and he brings different rai, he brings a different rai from other places. He does not bring this Medrash. Okay, so comes along the Yifei Tohar. Right, the Pashup Shat the Raya is from Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, and Rav Chia, that they each one, that's that famous Gemara, that each one said, you're arguing with me, you're arguing with me. And Rav Chia said, I do so much Harbatzah Torah, I teach the Tinaikas. Rav Chanina says, I can be Meisha to turn my Pei Pilpul. And it seems the Maskana was that we pass in a Rav Chia, because Rabbi said, Kamigada Maisa Chia. So that seems to be the way, the Raisa says that's very good for Chafetz Chaim, that we paskin like this day, there's two days in the Medrash, we paskin like the day that the Tinaikas the Melamed Rabbim is the best. Comes along the Yifei Tohar, and he had three kashas, that there seems to be three Gemaras that seem to say the Talmud Torah is the best? What are the three Gemaras? So if you look in the Yafei Tar, he starts out, first he quotes a Gemara in Ein Oimdim, that's, I think, Brachas, says, Talmidei Chachamim Ayin Lo Ratza. So it sounds like, just from the language of the Gemara, that this is like the most extreme, that no one ever can imagine beyond human comprehension. When they want to say, what's the greatest thing that's beyond human comprehension? That's Talmidei Chachamim Atzmam. So it doesn't say about teaching, just learn to Talmidei Chachamim. Then he quotes the Gemara Lo Yachfor, which we decided, and someone said so also. He means, really, it's a misprint. He meant the first parak. I don't think it's a misprint. It's a rye that anyone, Pashup Shana means anyone can make a mistake, because Lo Yachfor does talk about this Gemara of Harbatzah of Rabbeim. So he mixed, he thought it was in Lo Yachfor, it sounds like. But imagine according to the Gemara in Daf Ches, that it says that the Dimrim Sukkim and Melam De Tinaikis, the way Taisus learns, was on the lower level. The higher level was Gabai Staka. And then the highest level was Rabbanan Atzmon. Rabbanan Atzmon got even a higher level. That's where the Rabbeinu Gershom clearly signed shot. And then he had the third Gemara from a Gemara in Pesachim that says, what are you supposed to do for a Shidduch? So first you look for a Baas Tam and Chacham, and then you go Baas the Knisios, and then you get Baas Gabay Staka. If you can't find that, then you go to Baas Melam De Tinaikis. So we see that a Melam De Tinaikis is even worse than a Gabay Staka. Okay, so those are his three gashes. So the Yafei Tohar gives two answers. So let's look inside at his first answers. The Yesh Lomar, meaning his first answer. It's about, in the big lines down, it's around seven lines down. The Yesh Lomar, the Ein Ochinami, the Indian Skarin Adifi, Yishum de Melamne Tinoikas Bamsen, the Ein Sibas Ahagdo Terbe Oilam. When it comes to schar, the lamb that tinukas is more schar. That's what it says in our medrash, according to that second day. When we call it on the nesui bin aseim, kol shu yoster chacham itzadik odifei, she kishvi chashivuso tebita milu medes b'mitzus. But when it comes to a shidduch, you want to be much beyond that, you're not marrying the father-in-law, you're marrying the daughter. And the daughter is mushba from her father. So there's more hashba when the father is a Talmid Chacham or a tzaddik. Okay. So the problem we had, which wasn't our problem, which was one of the people asked this kasha. We had the Sefer, I forgot what it's called. It's, well, I don't remember the name. I forgot. It's called the Divrei Mordechai. So the Divrei Mordechai asks this kasha that it's a pliatsuma that the Yafei Tohar has three questions, and he gives an answer which only answers the last question. Your question from Sochim, that over there it says when it comes to a shidduch, is at the bottom of the list. There it is, because a shidduch is a different criteria. Because in Shidduch, you're marrying the daughter, not the father. But the other two kashas were nothing about a Shidduch. The other two kashas were about who's on the highest madrega, who gets our Gemara and Baba Basra, is who gets the most char and other Mahaba. And also that other Gemara, that the Ayin Lo Rasa, talking about the char. So how can you go ahead? So how did the world, did he Yafei Tohar? He has three kashas. He gives the tarets. And he's only relating to his last one and not the first two. Right? That was a question that this Sefer asked the question. Early Sefer. If I can find it inside, I don't remember. But okay, it's too hard to find it inside. But that's what he asked. That he didn't answer the other questions. Okay, so what do you people say about that?
Rebbe, I came in late. It's not Sid Meltzer. What's
Rebbe, I thought on Wednesday we answered a bunch of the questions with another Mefarsh.
Yeah, but he doesn't answer them. In other words, it's not enough to answer that we can answer the question. The question is Yefei Tohar. I'll say it again, I'll say it again too.
Does it fit into the Yefei Tohar?
The Yefei Tohar asks three questions. Right? The fact that he asked three questions means that in his Hava Mina he thought all three questions are good questions.
Right.
Then he goes ahead. And now he has to answer them. Now he gives an answer which only answers one. So it's not enough that you can come up on your own, give other answers to answer the questions. It has to be, he has to answer the questions. So the question is his answer that he gave, we should read it again inside, because I think the secret is in reading it inside. I'll read it again inside. But the question is, superficially, the answer that he gave only answers the question from the last question. He's saying a shidduch is different, because a shidduch, you're not marrying your father-in-law, you're marrying the girl. So the question is, which father-in-law will have the most hashpah on the daughter? So even though the melamne tinaikis and tzcharnam haba is better, but his hashpah on his daughter is less. Okay. That's fine. That's a very beautiful answer. We said that Taifis doesn't hold of it. The Maram Chava does hold of it. But the Maisa, it's a good answer. But it doesn't in any which way or form seemingly answer the first two Gashas. First two Gashas was nothing about the daughter, was about the person himself. One, the Gemara in Bracha said, Ayin Rasa to Atav Chacham, which seemed to say, the way the Yefei Tohar learned Shah and that Gemara, that a Talmud Chacham has the ultimate schar. And the Gemara in Bamitzia clearly says, when the way Rabbeinu Gershon reads the Gemara, that a Talmud Rabbanan Ma'ad, Rabbanan is Kishdeis HaShed Gurat, so that's the best. That's more schar than the Kizor Rekia. I'm sorry, not Kizor Rekia, the Kochavim. The kochavim, the melamne tinaikis with that kochavim, so that the gemara in Baba Basra and the gemara in Brachas, which is talking about schar, all say that Talmud Chacham is greater than a melamne tinaikis. So the Yefei Tohar asked three questions and he only answers one. Edomai, you come up with some other answer to answer his question, but he asked the question. He asked the question. He has to answer it. He can't just ask the question and just answer one and leave two schwer and then go weiter and make believe like he answered them.
Rabbi, in the Yefei Tohar's Torah, this is not a pshat, full thought out pshat, but Rabbi said it's the triggers of the language. It's interesting that he's Myrith. If he's only trying to answer the last question, then he could start from Mikol Makom. He should just say that the Gemara over there is different because by Shidduchim, whoever is a tzaddik is better. But he doesn't do that. He starts with the whole introduction that Lagabe Schar, Melamed Tinaikis is better because they're Magdal Torah in the world.
Yes, excellent point. See, why is it an excellent point? Only because I wanted to say it. Right? There's a lotion of the Yefei Tohar is very strange. Pasha Pshat, the Yefei Tohar, even in his Hava Mina, knew. He knows the Pshat and the Medrash. The Pshat and the Medrash, there are two days. Who's Morris Carr? The Melame Tinaikis Morris Carr, or the person who's learning himself and who admits himself Morris Carr? So he understands, obviously, in his Hava Mina, he understood the Svar of each one, right? We always say, whether if she was rules that we quoted from our David, that before you ask questions from Bikias, you understand Mineu Bay, the Gemara here. So the fact that the Yefei Tohar doesn't ask Akasha, what's the Svara? Why should it be a Melame Tinaikis is better? What's trying that Deya? Instead, he asks the Stira that Deya contradicts the Gemara and Psachim, etc. That means that without the Gemara and Sakim, without these three Gemaras, he would have been very happy, which means that the Svara makes sense. So why, when he gives his answer, does he go out of his way to repeat the Svara? Let's look inside. So that he should have said, okay, that's good. He's saying, Enochinami, our measures is right, Svara's Adifa. But when he says Mishum, that's all extra. We know already Shad and our measures. So these words, the Chorah could have been crossed out. Right, that line, Pashas, is totally extra. Should have been crossed out. He should have just said, like it's, he says in our Mishnah, in our Medrash. But why does he throw in that? That he's changing. Apparently, he's changing pshat. Why Charin is Adifa?
So could we say like this? That in his Havamina, he held that the Melamed Tanaikis gets more schar because you become the biggest person. The by being Melamed Tanaikis, you become the biggest Talmud Chacham, the biggest Tzaddik, and Mimela, all three Gemaras were Shver. Then in his answer, he's Mechadesh, that really you don't become the biggest person. It's because, I don't know if it's quantity over quality or some Svar that you're Magla Torba Olam by teaching Tinokos. And then I guess he has to learn the Gemara by us, and the Gemara of Ayn Lo Rosel Kimzul Secha maybe is talking like in a vacuum, like a Talmud Chacham in a vacuum has a tremendous level, and then he answers the Shaduchim because meaning in his Havamina he held the Malami Tanukas is the best. Because they're on the highest madrega, so then it would be shver even by shaduchim. You should want to marry their daughter. His answer is that it's not be'etzem that they're on the highest madrega. So that answers the question. He answers. Right. So, I mean, it's happening. He was bothered that if Malamed Tanaikis is on the highest level, then for Shaduchim also. But his answer is very good that they're not themselves on the highest level.
Why couldn't he just say, I just want to give you a little argument why couldn't he just say that, listen, really, I'll stick with his Havamina, that Malamed Tanaikis are on the highest level. But when it comes to Shaduchim, it depends on how big of a Talmud Chacham the father is. Because with Ashba is a father learning that as a Ashba. Why wouldn't he couldn't have just said that?
Sorry, can I repeat it one more time?
You're saying that in his Havamina he understood Pshat in our Medrash that the Melamed Tanaikis is on a higher Madrega because the inherent mitzvah of being Melamed Tanaikis is in Grunt. In Grunt means inherently. Be'etzem, whichever word you want to use, Be'etzem, it's the greatest mitzvah. Now there's the it's not Talmud Torah, can I get to the Torah, Kulam? It's Harbatzah's Torah, can I get Kulam? So you're doing the greatest mitzvah, so you're the biggest tzaddik. His answer is no, Be'etzem, it's not that he's doing the greatest mitzvah. It's just, it's just a different svara. What I think what you're saying is that you're using the Chayvis of Avis. That's what I sent the Chayvis of Avis out. That he's saying that his Havamina was Chayvis the Medrash is, the second day is our Arbatzah's Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Therefore, you're the biggest tzaddik. His answer is no. It's not that our Arbatzah's Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Be'etzem, our Arbatzah's Torah is not the biggest mitzvah. Talmud Torah is a bigger mitzvah than Arbatzah's Torah. It just happens to be that a person who's Marbis Torah gets the schusim of always tell me them, whatever. So he ends up at the end of the day getting more schar. But he's not doing, he didn't do it. It's almost not even his mitzvah. It's his Talmidim's mitzvah. It's not that he did the biggest mitzvah. He just is a trick that even though you didn't do the biggest mitzvah, you end up with the more schach.
Rabbi sent out a chavos lavavos.
I didn't send it out. Okay. I keep on doing that. I photocopied it, and then I got distracted. I didn't send it out. Just 1 second. We'll send it out.
If it tells where it is, we probably have. I mean, I have a chavos lavavos on the shelf. I can grab it.
I'm going to send it out this second.
It's a chedusha alev also.
Yeah, it's in the chedusha alev. It's all over the place.
Which chedusha alev?
The good thing I didn't send it out because then I would have given it away too much. There. Now I sent it out. I don't know. I don't remember. There, I just sent it out. Okay. In other words, that I haven't liked that what he said. What Rafi said, but I just was asking him a question. So why did he have to, in order to answer the Gemara in Tzachim, you know, because Zachari has, he's giving one answer to answer all three. So you're saying he's switching Pshat and the Medrash. Why did they have to switch Pshat and the Medrash to answer the Gemara in Tzachim? In Tzachim, all you need to answer the question is to say that when you're, that Shadukim is totally on the father being a bigger Talmud Chacham. Why does he have to say that? Let him say that in Grunt, the mitzvah of Harbat Tzar is a greater mitzvah. But Shadukim is not telling on how many the greater mitzvah. Shadukim is telling on how big your father is.
Because in the Havamina, the reason a Malamed Tinoikis is the best is because, like I already said, in Grun it's the best. So then the father's going to be the biggest tzaddik, and it's going to be, have a hashpah on the daughter.
Maybe Sitkus is not what's mashpia on the daughter. Maybe it's Lumdis. Yeah, so but yeah, well, you're 99%. But because what does it say in Pesachim? It says if you can't marry the Bas Talmud Chacham, who comes next? What does it say in Pesachim?
Gabe Staka.
Gabe Staka. It says first Brashei Knishis, and then Gabe Staka, and then the Melamde Tinaikis. So the question is, if his answer is only, you see, I'm accusing myself, not just you. When we read the Ifei Torah superficially last week, how does he answer? Why is it, you know, he answered why a Bas Talmud Chacham is better than a Melamde Tinaikis. Because a Bas Talmud Chacham, the fact that the father is learned and, you know, the learning rubs off. Well, the fact that you do a mitzvah, that doesn't necessarily rub off. But then a Gabbai Staka, why is that daughter better? Or the Rosh HaKnesios, why are they, their daughter is better than the Melamde Tinaikis? If you look in the Lashon, when you look in the Lashon of the Ifei Torah, he says the Farish, he doesn't just say Talmid HaChamim, he says, in other words, he says chacham or vitzadik. That vav means or, because it's o. Because the Gabbai Staka and the Rosh HaKnesios are not necessarily a bigger chacham. So Iskuba is saying that when it comes to shaduchim, it's not just totally on who's a bigger, the father-in-law the being a bigger chacham. It's also totally on the father-in-law being a bigger tzaddik. So there's a problem. How does he answer his question? If it's totally on Sitkus, and our Medrash says that the biggest tzaddik is the Melamde Tinaikis, so how do you succeed in answering the Gemara Pesachim? Right, so in other words, there's a problem on the how does he answer the Gemara Pesachim? Why is it Gabbai Staka's daughter or the Rosh HaKnesios' daughter? They're not Talmid HaChamim. Why are their daughter better than the Melamde Tinaikis? Oh, I'm sorry. What did you mean?
Not following. Why is that a problem? I mean, the Gabbai to be Melumedes be Mitzvos. Any of those people are better than Melamde Tinaikis.
Why?
Tinaikis used to travel. The girl,
he doesn't say that. That you're saying that's fine.
No, but I'm saying the Melamde Tinaikis, the hashpah that the Melamde Tinaikis have, are not that great on their
children. Why not? Why not? If they're doing a tremendous mitzvah, so the children see that their father is Meiser Nefesh, should do a tremendous mitzvah. He doesn't say anything about that the father travels. You made that up. That's not fair.
I didn't make it up. I'm just, you know.
Okay, but he doesn't say that. That's Chasser in his words. Parshat Shad is a Melame Tinaikis is sitting home and he's giving a Melame Tinaikis, and the Gabbai Staka is sitting home and he's getting a Gabbai Staka. So the children see the father. Here, they one daughter sees the father doing the mitzvah of being a Gabbai Staka, and the other daughter sees the father doing the mitzvah of Melame Tinaikis. So if the mitzvah Melame Tinaikis is a bigger mitzvah, so she should be more mushba. She sees her father doing a bigger mitzvah, right? I mean, the lashon of himself is kol shehochokam v'tzadik. Well, what do you mean? Why the tzadik? How does that answer the question? Why is it a gabbai staka is not chacham yaser? But again, Melame Tinaikis is probably a bigger chacham. He's doing something in learning, and a tzadik. If our gemara, our measure says that the Melame Tinaikis is a bigger tzadik. So how is he answering the question? Right. So.
I thought we have a Rashi. What happened to Rashi? I'm Pesachim.
Okay, but he doesn't. He's not bringing the Rashi. That's not fair. That's not fair. He doesn't bring that. I don't know. He doesn't bring that. And then what about Rashi Knisius? So even. You get rid of, but the you know, I don't know. You're right. Rashi Yimsachim would help, but that he doesn't. But that's not. He doesn't say that. Rashi Yimsachim said because they're more miuchasim from these. But he doesn't. He doesn't bring that Rashi. He doesn't say that. That's thing. In other words, Einachinami. There, you're right. There is an answer, but that's not the answer that he gives. He doesn't give that answer. So what's the answer? So Rabbi is saying that the answer is a very beautiful answer. It's the same answer that I heard from Rav Yosef Kohn. That Rav Yosef Kohn said the exact same answer. I think I said this. Somebody said they heard a share from me once. That the Taz brings the Gemara Megillah, but we only know the Gemara Megillah from the Taz, that Mordechai went down in Madrega. Because it was originally he was mentioned when they list the Sanhedrin, he was mentioned, I think, number two, I don't remember the three. And later he was mentioned on the near the end of the list. He went down to Madrega. Why did he go down to Madrega? Because he wasn't learning. And Gedida, Talmud Chal Taira, Yotim Yatsawas Nefashis. So Rav Yosef Kohn, one of the Gedida Dor, said, you think when Yosef and Adam Haba, not Yosef, Mordechai and Adam Haba, he's going to be on a, he lost out. Yosef, Mordechai is a hero of Purim. We say that Mordechai lost out because he was a hero of Purim. He's getting less Adam Haba. Of course not. Mordechai is getting more Adam Haba because all the indirect, the person gets credit for everything. He was Gairei. Mordechai saved all Klal Yisrael. He saved all Klal Yisrael. If not for Mordechai, we wouldn't be here today. If not for Mordechai, there wouldn't be any yeshivas today. There wouldn't be Zabaka. There wouldn't be Velazhin. There wouldn't be Mir. There wouldn't be Lakewood, right? So every yeshiva in the world is accredited to Mordechai. It's not just yeshiva Mordechai at Tzaddik. You know, it's every yeshiva. So, of course, he gets more schar. But that's indirect. That shot is that you get credit for what you're gairing. But he himself didn't do it. So, when you're discussing his Madrega of Kedusha, his Madrega of Kedusha went down. He wasn't on the same level of Kedusha because he was, instead of being Isaac and Zvarim of learning Torah, which is Kaddish, he was being Isaac in mundane things because he was being Isaac in Atzalos Nefashis. Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoter Me'atzalos Nefashis. Talmud Torah has more Kedusha, more intrinsically than Atzalos Nefashis. But, you know, theoretically, if you save someone's life and then that person never does any mitzvahs, then it would help you. But in this case, where Mordechai saved the lives and through that, he got everyone doing mitzvahs. So even though inherently his madrega goes down, but his chusim goes up. Right? That's what Rabbi Yosef Cohen said. And it makes a lot of sense. We're not saying Mordechai, you know, oh, poor Mordechai. Mordechai would have been better off if he never got stuck in the Purim story. It's a tragedy for Mordechai that he got stuck in the Purim story. We would never say that. This is a great...
But isn't this the Shara Ava you have? And the Chavis Lavavis. Isn't this saying the same thing?
Mm-hmm. That's what I just sent it, yes.
I understand. So why contribute it to Baal Musar when you have the Chavis Lavavis?
Okay, I don't know. So we're saying, because the Chavis is a Baal Musar. So, okay. So we're saying that that the etzem and you know the Chayyim of Ovid says that a person can be be Marvis Torah, so he's on a higher madrega than a person who's a almost shonei b'midais of him, the highest madrega shleimus, right? Karav l'malachim. So it comes out like this. It comes out so the if you had a choice who to marry, you want to marry Mordechai's daughter or the Av Bezdin. So Mordechai be'etzem his kedusha is less. He has chusim because he's cheating. He's getting everyone else's chusim. He's getting the chusim of future dairis. But that doesn't help his daughter. His daughter is not impressed by the chusim of the future dairis. So that doesn't help her. She doesn't even. I don't even know if she knows about it. She only sees the present. So what the Yafei Tohar is saying, and that's why Rafi said it very nicely, that in his Havamina, he thought that, you know what Shana Medrash is, that the Marbet Tzaira is better, because there's some amazing mitzvah to be Marbet Tzaira. So it's inherently, it's an amazing mitzvah. It's even if you won't be, even if you're not successful, you know, like the Yeshiva had this thing about the guy who's Marbet Tzaira is not, you know, who was it, Yeshaya, who was complaining that he was trying and he never succeeded. Right? And the Hashem said, Hakatan, well, I forgot the pasuk. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, Melty and Irish moods. Hashem told him, what are you complaining about? It's not enough that you're my Navi. I forgot the Hashem, the pasuk. So there is the Havamina of the Yafei Tohar was that the second day of holds that a person who's a Marbet Tzaira, he's a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's his representative to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, that intrinsically is an amazing schus. That's a greater schus according to this chat than being a learning yourself. Even though it says Talmud Torah, Connecticut Kudam, no, this is even more Connecticut Kudam. Then he wouldn't have an answer to any of the three questions, even including the Gemara in Tzachim. Because when you're coming for a Shidduch, the girl's impressed when she sees her father as such a tzaddik. So you see the father as a tzaddik when your father does the greatest mitzvah. The greatest mitzvah is teaching Torah. Oh, so then the girl, that's the girl you should marry. Comes along the Yafei Tohar and he says, no, that's not Pshat. And that's his baby Dvigan is Lashon. We have to change Pshat in the Medrash here. The Indian Scharin Adifa, Mishum, Timelam, Nim, Nitinog, Bilsam, Haim, Sibon, Agdel, Terba, Oidam. It's not what they do, it's what they bring about. It's that they're a Gairim. So intrinsically, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Melamed Torah, is not as great. Lo yitzur, a person will be a Melamed Torah and he will not be successful. Then, except for maybe Machshava Torah, Mistar, from Mice, I don't know how that would work. But without that lumnus, the Gabay Staka would be greater because your Skar would be greater. The only reason why the Skar of Melamed Torah is greater is because he says, because they're the Siba. So for a Sibur, Agda Tarba Oidam doesn't help for the daughter. And then Rafi said very nicely, so the Gemaras that are the other two Gemaras, you could say also they're discussing intrinsic. They're not discussing the zaitik, the theoretically a person can be a malame tinaikas and not have any success. They're discussing the intrinsic schus of a malame tinaikas. And Okanami, Luya turned the malame tinaikas is successful. It's different.
I think maybe it's Masha over there. I think they the whole Gemara is talking about what they do, Lagabi others. That's all you have the Shemesh, how it reflects on others, the Koichavim, how again it's causing others to shine. There's the whole thing that they're doing, they're lighting up. There's this, that whole, that's why the Gemara is comparing it to Psukim. It's not okay. Stam, that intrinsic.
That's not in Stira. That there's a mitzvah of doing chesed to others, but it's not, you're getting schar because you're doing to others. You're not stealing their schar. The Gemara is not focusing. There's what you're doing. I'm doing chesed to you. I'm teaching you Torah. That's a tremendous mitzvah. But I get the schar is because I get a chedek in everything I'm gairim. Atzayv ko'adairis. That was the chavis of Avitz, right? The chavis of Avitz. You read them inside, but that's the most famous chavis of Avitz. Right, you know the face of the Chayyim of Avos. You do. You gotta know the Chayyim of Avos. Right, the Chayyim of Avos says that the person who, right, he can be. There's two garrisons there. Either he says either you're greater than a Navi or greater than a Mawa. Different garrisons. But you're getting scar, not because you're such an amazing person. But you're just getting this car of the totsah of what you did. So okay, so that so it could be maybe this is a drop daichik. This is Ray Rafi said this daichik. I was gonna say the daichik too, is that you have to say that even though the Gemara in the Medrash, I mean is it old daichik, I have to admit. The Medrash, when it's discussing who's greater, is taking into consideration all the totsahs. Like the Chavis of Avos. But the Gemara in Baba Basra and the Gemara in Brachas was discussing in Grunt without the Totsos. So that the Gemara in Baba Basra was just taking in a vacuum. Who's better? But not in others.
Why would the Gemara do that? Why would the Gemara do that?
Because the Gemara knows they're discussing in Lumdus. The fact that we want to know in Lumdus is a mitzvah, which mitzvah is greater? It's just like what the Rav Joseph Cohen said. It says, Gadgado, Pamatara, Yashtami, Asawas, Nefashit. But in practice, a person who's matzo nefashis might get more schar, right? In other words, even though everyone says that story that the person who came late for yeshiva and the mashgiach mashgiach told me should feel bad, Rav Yosef Cohen says there's no such story. Or you should have felt bad if it is shitascha, but not in reality. You should feel great because you're probably getting more schar.
I think Rabbi asked on Rabbi Yosef Cohen in that shir from the Chavetz Chaim and Torah Sabayas. Yeah, it's pretty okay. Much mefurish like that story, basically.
Okay, fine. I don't remember anymore. You remember better than me. Okay, but he's not in agree with that. Or, yeah, but the Maizah, he's saying that when the Chazal said, if Yosef Cohen says, when the Chazal says, God do atzawa the foshes, Yosef Cohen it's telling you a chiddush in the etzem value of a mitzvah Talmud Torah. And Okinami, there's a side. It's almost coincidental. It happens to be that when you do atzoras nefashis, you're gairim all kinds of mitzvahs. But lu yitzur, right? Lu yitzur, you did atzoras nefashis and you weren't gairim any mitzvahs. You saved someone's life. But the person you save is not going to do any mitzvahs the rest of his life. Not him and not his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So there's still a mitzvah of saving someone's life. So the mitzvah of the Talmud Torah is God, then we have so much nefashis. That's a truism. It just, practically speaking, it's not usually true because there are other factors. But the Chazal are talking in a vacuum, and they're defining the lovedness. So the doichik is, so if Chazal talk in the vacuum to divide the lovedness, then why in the Medrash are they not talking in the vacuum? You know, like make up your mind. But okay, that's what.
Rabbi, in Baba Basra, we're definitely taught. I understand the mitzvah itself of teaching others, but that has to go into the cheshbon. That he is causing others. Even a gabbai tzedakah is causing others.
We're not discussing what you're causing others. That we're not discussing. You're teaching others. It could be the other people. No one's listening.
A hatzolah guy can also say.
Maybe it's like Yeshaya Navi that he's giving his musr and a hevo to Rick Yagati. I forgot the pasuk, but no one's paying attention. You're being melamde tzedakah. The kids are playing spitballs all day. I don't know. Doesn't say that's not necessarily what's going into the Gemara. The Gemara is not dealing with that. The Gemara is dealing with the intrinsic mitzvah of the Melamne Tinaikit. Then the intrinsic mitzvah of Melamne Tinaikit is an amazing mitzvah.
But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says in the Baba Basra, Rashi says, Klor, that we're talking about, Mitzdike Haram, Mishra Melamne, Mechanechen, Mederach Toivot. Is that in the vacuum?
But it's not the result. It's that I'm trying to do. I'm doing an amazing mitzvah. I'm teaching people, but I'm not talking about the schar because I'm stealing their schar. We're talking about my own schar. There's two different schar in here. There's a schar that I get because I did this amazing mitzvah, and then there's a new thing that the Rechavos Avavos says. That anytime you're goyring somebody else to do a mitzvah, you get the schar of his mitzvah. But that's a completely different concept. That doesn't necessarily give you his kedusha. That only gives you his schar. So the Rashi is discussing the mitzvah that you did. You did this amazing mitzvah. You taught Torah. That's an amazing mitzvah. Could be Gabbai Sakka's even a bit more amazing mitzvah. Okay. But when you gabbai staka does not necessarily bring about other mitzvahs. But when you teach Torah, there it happens to have a side thing, which is almost coincidental. Not necessarily coincidental, but it's not what we're focused on. That usually is goyrem that other mitzvahs are done. And you get credit for those. So mimeda, at the end of the day, you could be ahead of the game. But the Gemara here is not focusing on that. That's what we're trying to answer. So it's a very nice chat. I happen to like it because it's very meduyik in the Yafei Toar because the Rafi Diak is very nice. Why does the Yafei Toar go out of his way to explain the reason? And there's a very good Diak. Why does he have to do that? He knew it already. Terah says he wants to tell you the Chavis of Avis is Sarah. He's saying that's the reason this Havamina was that the Pshah and the Medrash is. The Havamina was that all Chazals are talking about in Grunt. We're not discussing the coincidental Grumma mitzvahs that come about in 50 years from now, 500 years from now, 1,000 years from now. We're talking about the inherent mitzvah that you're doing. That's what we're saying. That's the normal Pshat and Chazal. So the Chazamina was that the Medrash is also talking about that. And the Medrash is saying that inherently, the mitzvah being Marbis Torah is the most amazing mitzvah, according to Nisdeah. So that he shrugged up with three kashas. Comes along, he says, that's not right, Pshat. It's not what the Medrash here means. The Medrash means it's not intrinsically great. It's only because it's a Siba to be Gairim. So then, now it's not Mashpia on the daughter because the daughter is Mushpia from what you're doing, not on the fact that you get credit and somebody else's mitzvahs. Right? It's like Yisachar and Zvudan. Right? So Yisachar is doing an intrinsic, a tremendous mitzvah of supporting Zvudan, right? Even if Zvudan doesn't learn, Yisachar does a tremendous mitzvah, right? Let's say Yisachar gives money to Zvudan, and Zvudan is a con man, and Zvudan is batuing. So Yisachar did a tremendous thing. He's trying to support Torah. It's a tremendous mitzvah. But besides that, you might hopefully if Zvudan is really learning, then Yisachar, because Yisachar was Geirang, Zvudan's learning, he gets a chedek in Zvudan's learning. So those are two different things. There's one of the Maisa mitzvah you did, and the two, you know, you can hear that the daughter is not mushba from the fact that in Lomdis, you get the learning of your student's learning. Right? That's a Lomdisha trick. The daughter is mushma from the mitzvah that you did. The mitzvah that you did is that you supported Zvudan. Okay, so the question is, how much of a mitzvah that is, how much intrinsically of a mitzvah that is must be on the daughter. Right? Okay, I don't know. What are you, Sandy, what do you say? It sounds good. Sounds good. I think I like it. I'm going to write it up. I like it very much. I think now what's interesting, if we keep on reading, then in the next answer, he does it again. Let's look at the next answer in the Yifei Tohar. I'm reading over again the first answer. The truth.
That line, Vehem Siba, that phrase is his way of saying the whole Savavas.
That's what we're trying to say, yes.
Okay.
Now, look, the old day Shlomar, the Hosan, Mimelamde Chinoikis Mikrobiama, you know, he's only teaching Chumash. But Sifrim Umishanim, but here we're talking about people that are Sifrim, which means that they're Gamkein Tami Dechamim. And a Sheinam Gedoyle Gishar Tami Dechamim. They're just not the biggest Tami Dechamim. Now here, look, he does it again. Now, why does he have to say that? Again, he's repeating. No, like, why is he? His second answer, he should just say that there's a difference between a Marbit Torah who's a Talmid Chacham and a Marbit Torah is not a Talmid Chacham. But why does he have to add that, you know why he's a diva when he's a Talmid Chacham? That's obvious. That's what it says.
What's the second teretz?
He wants to say that there are different types of Melamdei Chinoikis. There are Melamdei Chinoikis that there's these ladies that teach in preschool that they're not Talmidei Chachamim at all. They don't know anything. They teach. They have the book, the Bible, my little medrash, whatever, and they teach from the English medrash says, and they're not Talmidei Chachamim. But they're also the teaching. The kids come home with the Bible stories, right? The I don't want to say Bible stories, the medrash stories. And there's a different Melamdei Chinoikis that the Rebbe is a real Talmid Chacham. So he's saying, when did the medrash say that he's on the highest madrega? That's if he's himself a Talmid Chacham, and he's a Melamdei Chinoikis. So I don't know exactly the two joined together. And they become this amazing thing. But if he's not a Talmid Chacham, he's just a Melamed Chinoikis. He's just teaching from the Medrash says, so then he's not on the highest Madrega. So the three Gemaras that he quoted, that the Melamed Chinoikis is not on the highest level, that's a Melamed Chinoikis who's not a Talmid Chacham. But here, the Medrash clearly is talking about a Melamed Chinoikis who's a Talmid Chacham, because it uses the Lashon over here. It uses the Lashon of the
Seifrim.
Seifrim and I forgot the Lashon.
Mishanim?
Yes. Seifrim Mishanim. So here we're talking about Talmid Chacham. Okay. So I'm just saying, very nice, but why does it go out of the way? So that's all. So it sounds like he's just making It sounds like he's making two dead horses. I don't know. You know, that even though you're a shtickle Talmud Chacham and you're Marbis Torah, and the two together, they make you better. So that's time with the Kasha, like two dead, we never like two dead horses. In other words, the Talmud Chacham, the other guy is the Talmud Chacham, he's better than each one of your two parts. Because he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than your Talmud Chacham, and bigger than your Habatzis Torah. But when you put your Habatzis Torah together, your Talmud Chacham, then you're better than him.
Even the other man damers agreed to that. Why isn't Machlekes and the Medrash all together? Even the other man damers
agreed to that. The other man damer says that since the other guy's a bigger Talmud Chacham, so that's what counts.
He says, Gamkin Talmud Chacham. I don't know who's bigger, what better.
No, he says that the other guy's bigger. That's he said that Beferish. Now that we're talking about a case where you're not the first level Talmud Chacham, you're a second tier Talmud Chacham. So he's saying that the first day in the Medrash holds that the greatest person is a first tier Talmud Chacham. The second level says that when you have the second tier Talmud Chacham with the Lamed Tinaikas, so then you're the greatest. So the Kshayde is, I mean, first of all, I was saying about the Lashon, but even with leaving the Lashon, also, how does that work? And so it's two little mitzvahs they join together. I mean, I guess it's possible.
Are the two teaching the same thing?
No, one's teaching Chumash and one's teaching Gemara.
So that's already also a different type of teaching. So it's a different horse.
Yes, in other words, because he says clearly, the first one is Melamde Mikra.
Right, if not for those words, I would say they're teaching the same thing.
No, the first one, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know, he's just teaching Mikra, that's all we know. The second one is teaching on a higher level. He's teaching, yeah. Okay, I think the Rashiva said it. I don't know, Rashiva, I don't think Rashiva ever saw this. You know, it's just because I don't even think Rashiva ever saw the Yafei Torah Hashanim. I don't know, maybe he did. I don't know. But I think Rashiva said this Svara, and that because I quoted from the Marsha that Avade Talmud Torah is Kineged Kulam. Talmud Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Talmud Torah is a bigger mitzvah than the mitzvah of being a Marbitz Torah. But when you're Talmud Torah, a little more Ramanasa Lamed is a better Talmud Torah. It's a hither in the Talmud Torah. It changes the Talmud Torah. It's not pshat that it's two unrelated mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and you have a mitzvah of Marbitz Torah. No, the Harbatz Torah. When you're doing Harbatz Torah, you and you're a Talmud Chacham, and probably and they're connected. You're using your Talmud Chacham to teach Torah, and you became a Talmud Chacham for the purpose of teaching Torah. So the Talmud it's a higher level. Your own learning Torah that you learned is a higher level.
That's not what he's saying. Lifei Torah.
How do you know?
Because he is saying the reason is because shemezakim b'lamed atinoko. So it's mashma. It has nothing to do with your limud haTorah. It has to do with this chusim.
No, so Shai, why does he say that line? That, but let me say, go back. I hear. Let me think. So, you know, he says it's Adiva, Aidei. So that can't mean that it's a Talmud Torah, which is Amenas Alame. That doesn't fit into those words.
You say that by teaching others, your Limud Torah is a greater Limud Torah.
Because Adiva Minayu. So that's what Adiva Minayu could mean, that your Talmud Torah is greater. You don't think that fits into the words? I don't know. You know, you're a Talmud Torah is Adif. Idei shemizakim lumal dinaikis. I don't know. I hear. I haven't heard your opinion. You probably have a good point. Now, it doesn't sound like you're saying like the Rashiva. I agree. I hear. I agree. Another Rashiva Svara was much, you know, smoother. Rashiva Svara is not two dead horses. It changes the Talmud Torah. It redefines the Talmud Torah. But you're right. It doesn't sound like he's saying it. Why the Maizer does he have to say this? Idei Shemizakin. I guess he knew that in his Havamina. So why is he speaking it out? So he just
knew it in his Havamina, or he knew it already in his first Teretz?
In his Havamina. In his Havamina, it's like, here, this sounds like not his second, first Teretz. His first Teretz is because you're Goyrim. I don't know, you know. I'm not sure. Is he still working at this far? Because you're Goyrim. Is he still working with that svara?
I think he's still working, but not as strong. It's not as powerful.
So then why is it repeated again?
He still need it a little bit because that's
the nefesh. Mizakim, mizakim means the same svara. Mizakim, the lamed atinaikis. Mizakim, mizakim, mizakim means sounds like because. I thought that he's pekared. He's going back. He's dropping his first svara. And that's why he says it. He doesn't want to use his first svara. He's going back to his original svara. That's what I thought maybe is in the words. Because in his first tarot, he had to be mechadesh, that we're using the chavis of avis, that you're getting, we're discussing the mitzvahs that's not in grunt. It's not inherent. It's not be'etzem. And now in his second shot, he says, I don't need to say that. That was a daichik. Avada, every chazal only talk about the be'etzem. But here, even be'etzem, you have the idei shemizakim, the lamed atinaikis. So therefore, be'etzem is a very chashuva mitzvah. The mitzvah mizakim, and he's sort of like he's going back to. I thought he's like, here, he's going out of his way to say not like his first answer.
Well, I guess it would depend on how we interpret the word mizakim. Is it a matter of schusim that I get al ziku harabim, or the schusim that I will get from them eventually that will come back to me?
It just says mizakim lilameid. Doesn't say that they're. It just says lilameid. It's like it's. The good thing about this would be also there'd be another advantage if you would say this. Well, I don't know, because it would come out the shinus the chayyus above it makes his statement. So according to the if we're correct in the first shot in the Yafei Tohar, what we're saying is that the chayyus above it is only true according to one day in the Medrash. According to the second, the first day in the Medrash doesn't hold in the Chayyus of Avitz because it's a machlekes in the Medrash.
I don't know why.
According to the second shot, we could say that everybody agrees to the Chayyus of Avitz. I'm sorry, what, Shmuel?
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying is that it doesn't make, I don't know why we want to switch back. He says, Mikol Mokkaim, it's Mashmuel, like he still has that little thing he just created. He still has that.
But why can't he just, what does he need? Even in his Havamina, he understood. I mean, Rafi was right that in his Havamina, he had some understanding why Marbis Torah is so amazing. So in his first answer, he was Mechayesh, a new concept. So there's no need for him to need that new concept in his second answer. He doesn't need it anymore.
Sure he does, because this is a lower Talmud Chacham. It's a lower Talmud Chacham.
He can just use whatever is far he had in the beginning. Why he understood Mineyu Bey before he started writing. He understood the Medrash that the second day holds that a Marbis Torah is greater. That's what he thought. Now, he understood that day. And And so, and I was just saying that the second answer is it doesn't mean in a vacuum. It's a combination together with the fact that he's a Talmid Chacham. But there's no reason for him to come on to his chiddush. So if we say that the chiddush of his first answer was slightly daichik, because Chazal usually talk about in grunt, that's what we said that was his basic answer in his first answer. We didn't even speak out that the other Gemaras are discussing in grunt, in Be'etzem. So to say that the Medrash is not talking about Be'etzem is slightly daichik. So now in his second answer, he's allowed to go back that the Medrash is talking Be'etzem. And now the advantage is that the Chayyaz of Vavis can work out according to both Terutzim and the Medrash. It's very nice. Because according to the second shot, I mean, it's the second shot is not so nice because it's like two dead horses, but the Maisa in Grunt is better according to the second day. First day it says in Grunt is not better, but he would agree that based on the Chayyaz of Vavis, it's very, it could be better. All right. Okay. I think I'm gonna stop. Okay, I think we're finished with this.
Next to your Rebbe.
Yes.
Why don't we do Daf Yud Beis, Malina Bar Marion?
That's a hard sugya.
Hard sugyas, one toast, two toasters.
You wanna do hard sugyas? Let me try. Where is that?
Yud Beis on the base, the three cases there. Rash, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam.
It starts with the two dots.
Yeah.
And Amar
they start with the Bechor, and then after that, there's a period, and it starts with the three cases of Rashi learns it as one way, and Tais learns a completely different way. And there's a Marsha and the Kikon Diona, Pshat, and Tosfos.
Okay, I see you know the whole Sugya.
Yeah, I did. We did it with in Rabbi Aminoff's yeshiva.
All right,
And then good. And then the next sugya is good or good.
Okay, that's a good idea. All right, fine. I don't want to commit for sure, but it sounds good. Okay. Anyway, but I think we're finished with this. I thought today was very nice. I liked it. Okay, shukayach, everyone.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.